Atlantic waves crash into Santander's seawall. Aside from the occasional ferry from England, this northern Spanish town doesn't get too many foreign visitors. So you can imagine the turned heads when delegations from Google, Microsoft, and the Japanese government all landed here recently to literally walk these streets. What they've been coming to see, though, is mostly invisible. 12,000 sensors buried under the asphalt, affixed to street lamps and atop city buses. They silently survey parking availability and whether surf's up at local beaches. They can even tell garbage collectors which dumpsters are full and automatically dim streetlights when no one's around. The sensors were paid for by a 9 million euro EU grant to Professor Luis Munoz at the University of Cantabria.
You see here the two antennas, you see, just behind the tree. So those antennas are gathering the information coming from the sensors under the ground and sent towards the command and control center. It's well integrated, it's seamless.
Santander is one of four cities in the UK, Germany and Serbia where sensors are being tested. But with about 180,000 residents, Santander is small enough to really saturate with these devices. So it's become Europe's prime testing ground for expanding this technology elsewhere on the continent. Munoz drives around downtown Santander, pointing out sensors and digital panels that display the number of available parking spots on every street.
Once a car parks on top of the magnetic sensor, the magnetic field changes. This is detected by the sensor, and then we update the information in the database, and then this is depicted in the panel. So this is the way that the thing works. Okay.
The sensors send data to a command and control center and also to a suite of applications on citizen smartphones. Real-time information on road closures, parking availability, bus delays, or the pollen count. And citizens can contribute, too, by taking a smartphone photo of a pothole or broken streetlight, for example, and uploading it directly to City Hall. There's an app for that. Mayor Íñigo de la Serna rattles off the list of big corporations his once sleepy city is now doing business with.
We have signed agreements with NEC from Japan, with Ferrovial, like a service company, with Telefonica, of course, with IBM for the Santander City Brain, with the Bank of Santander for new kind of payment devices.
The mayor pulls out his iPad and demonstrates the Santander City Brain, an app where he floats ideas and citizens can weigh in.
So, the ideas platform of the... people has already sent us about 400 different ideas. Very, very interesting. So the citizen is like sitting with us, telling, I want to work to make this city better. I don't want only... just to complain, you know.
These days, Spanish streets erupt often in angry protests over the economy. But Santander has managed to buck the trend. People are using their smartphones to make their city better. The city saves money, about 25% on electricity bills and 20% on garbage. And utility companies pick up the tab for the sensors' upkeep, because they save money by using them. But with all this data buzzing around, I had one question about privacy, so I did a little experiment. It's a breezy morning in Santander, and I'm having a coffee under an olive tree in the Plaza de Pombo. I've downloaded the smart Santander apps for Android, and as I hold up my phone to the square, icons pop up on the screen, telling me there's a construction zone to my right, and there's a sporting goods store to my left, which has a sale going on. And the store opens in about 35 minutes. Pretty handy. An hour later, I'm inside Santander's command and control center, asking...
Could you see me?
No. We don't register the users. What we know is a user from a language is using this application.
You saw someone... who speaks English was in...
This is the information that you can get. But it's the same that people do with the websites.
IT researcher Veronica Gutierrez mans a huge digital map of the city overlaid with coordinates for every smartphone user.
So those are the people in the city who are using the app right now?
Yeah, in the last 24 hours. But when we present this application in the Mobile World Congress, we saw that people were using the application in the States. Sometimes you get surprised where people is using this.
Bankrupt Spain may actually be fertile ground for smart cities like this. While Spaniards earn less than the European average income, they've got about a third more smartphones. The mayor of Santander is now the president of the Smart Cities Network in Spain. His next project? Wireless water and electricity meters for homes and businesses. Lauren Freyer, DW, Santander, Spain.